Today is Monday, today is Monday. Monday string beans, all you hungry children, come and eat it up.
Talking to myself and feeling old. Sometimes I'd like to quit. Nothing ever seems to fit. Hanging around, nothing to do but frown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down.
The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rayshon Blyden.
Hello there, Political Bombshell. PoliticalBombshell.cf. Let's get right into it. 2020 vision. Mayor Pete could score in the Rust Belt. Mayor Petey Petey. Good old Petey Petey. It says how Pete could hurt Trump in the Rust Belt. Well, Pete is many things. At age 37, he's just the mayor of South Bend, Indiana. He's a military veteran and a deeply religious gay man who is married but also enjoys sandwiches from the anti-gay marriage Chick-fil-A. He is a Harvard-educated Rhodes Scholar who speaks 8 languages. He is the first ever millennial candidate for president, and so far the only Democratic hopeful to appear on the Fox News Sunday show. I'm all those things, said Pete. Buttigieg, in an interview with the Post, but I try not to have any kind of attribute be totally defining. Critics say these attributes are the very reasons why he can't beat Donald Trump. His supporters say they are the very reasons he can. Mayor Pete, as he likes to be called, strikes a tone that is kinder and less combative than the insult-driven politics of Trump and the Democratic Party's far-left members. His boyish look, blah, 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 blah. Okay, so, yeah, I don't know. I don't know much about Mayor Pete there, but I don't, my opinion, I don't think he has a chance. I think it's nothing to do with him, but if the economy stays strong, if the border is secured and the wall is actually being built, if not finished, then I think that Trump is going to be unstoppable, because it's going to be just, people are just going to be just content and happy. Because if things are good in the neighborhood, you're not going to change it. So, yeah, I think that if the border is secured, if the economy is booming, the border wall is being built, I think it's going to be very tough for anyone to beat Trump. Even with the cheating Democrats, I don't think that's going to be possible. So we'll see what happens. Warren says there's a need for more than anti-Trump cry. So what does she want? An assassination? This fake Indian witch? Let's see. What does the latest Beto O'Rourke says? He's focused on the White House. Okay, the latest on 2020 presidential candidates. What do we got here? I thought it was supposed to be about Elizabeth Warren. What story did I click on here? Beto O'Rourke says he hasn't thought about running for Senate in Texas if his White House bid is unsuccessful, and wants to focus fully on winning the Democratic presidential nomination. Okay. Huh. Okay, this is about, I don't care. I don't think this guy has a chance. He's too, what's the word I'm looking for? He doesn't come off as being genuine. Yeah, that's the word I'm looking for. He doesn't come off as being a genuine person to me. So his phoniness just smells and reeks. So I really don't think that he's going to work. I really and truly do not. So what else do we have here? Let's see. Dems know they need the white male voters. What does that mean? Just still talking about the gay guy here. Let's see. After 2016 laws, Democrats know they need the white male voters. Since Donald Trump's election in 2016, blah blah. I don't care. I really don't care. I don't care what the Democrats need. What they need to do is go and move to Mars and stay there. Leave us alone on Earth. Homeland Sec out after border bots. DHS Secretary Nielsen resigns after clashes with Trump on immigration. Department of Homeland Security Nielsen abruptly resigned Sunday as the president continues to fume over continued illegal border crossings. Of course, it should be stopped. Build a wall. Maybe pick off a couple immigrants. Okay, I didn't say that out loud. CBS News first reported Nielsen's impeding departure, which Mr. Trump confirmed in a tweet after a 5 p.m. meeting with Nielsen at the White House. Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Kevin McLeanan will serve as acting DHS Secretary, Mr. Trump announced. Secretary of Homeland Security Nielsen will be leaving her position, and I would like to thank her for her service, Mr. Trump tweeted Sunday. I am pleased to announce that Kevin McLeanan, McAlien, well, I don't know how you pronounce it. It's too early. Give me a break. The current U.S. Customs and Border Protection Commissioner will become acting Secretary of DHS. I have confidence that Kevin will do a great job. Nielsen exit comes as Trump's eyes tougher approach on immigration. You'd think you need way tougher. I mean, yeah, she's got to go. Nielsen tweeted late Sunday that she has agreed to stay on as secretary through Wednesday, April 10th, which is about 2 days, to assist with an orderly transition and ensure that key DHS missions are not impacted. Her departure is a part of a massive DHS overhaul engineered and directed by top Trump advisors, Stephen Miller, according to the senior U.S. official. It's unclear whether Nielsen is deciding to leave voluntarily or whether she has been pressured to, you gotta go, oh lady, you gotta go, because you're not doing a good job, you gots to go. But Nielsen tenure, since she was confirmed the summer, blah, blah, blah. We wish you well, but you're not tough enough. You gotta go. That's the bottom line. Ain't nothing else need to be said about that. Nothing else need to be said. Web race, FoxNews.com, over CNN, Drudge Tops, Google News, New York Times, porn dominates. Well, lots of horny people out there. What? Pardon our interruption. As you were browsing, blah, blah, blah. Yes, I am not a robot. I get these things a lot now because apparently they think that I'm a robot, or because I'm using a VPN. I talked about that before. I like my privacy, not that I'm doing anything wrong, but I don't like people looking at what I'm doing. So yes, I use a VPN. So let's go. Where is that story? Where's the story disappear? What is going on? Some websites does not let me go on there. I don't know why. Well, I do know why. Because, like I said, I'm VPNing it. I can't find it. What story was I on? This is... whatever. I'll find it eventually. Trump struggles with growing problem on border. Rhetoric gets tougher. Well, I need more than rhetoric to get tougher. I need things to be actually tougher. As Trump struggles to curb unauthorized immigration, his rhetoric gets tougher, but quick solutions are elusive. Okay. Well, like I said, along with the tough rhetoric, I also need I need policies, I need things, I need action. I'm an action type of person. I need action, damn it. Patrol agents granted wide latitude trying to catch drivers. What's this about? Trapped in a deadly chase. On a rainy November afternoon last year, eight men held tight to a gray tarp, their bodies pressed against one another, as they lay feet to head in the bed of a pickup truck. Most knew one another. Okay, I'm not really sympathetic when it comes to illegal immigration. I'm not. I'm really not. I'm not sympathetic at all. Because most of them are not coming here because they want to assimilate with us. They just want to be basically suck the system dry. And it's not fair. We have our own poor people here struggling who needs help. And you push these illegal immigrants to the front of the line, and it's really, really and truly more than unfair. It's just wrong. Who gives them the right to get benefits? Who gives them the right? Really? Because I, as a tax-paying worker, I don't want my money going towards that at all. I wish that we had more control of where the money that we give to the government goes, to what causes, because they just literally abuse the hell out of it and do what they want anyway. And I'm sick of them. I'm honestly sick and tired of all of them. I can't deal with it. It's not right, it's not fair, and I think something needs to be done. It really does. Drastic measures needs to be taken. It really does. Impossible challenge of tracking visa overstays, of course. It's set up that way. They want them to stay here, especially the Democrats. Conservative takeover of Supreme Court stalled by Roberts Kavanaugh bromance. What's going on here? I don't like Chief Roberts at all. And if Kavanaugh is going to be like him, the conservative takeover anticipated following President Trump's two selections has been stalled by a budding bromance between the senior and junior justices. Chief Justice John Roberts and the court's newest member, Brett Kavanaugh, have voted in tandem on nearly every case that's come before them since Kavanaugh joined the court in October. They've been more likely to side with the court's liberal justices than its other conservatives. The two justices, both alumni of the same District of Columbia, yeah, this is unsettling. It's unsettling. This is really unsettling. I don't even want to talk about it. It just really pisses me off that this is happening. This is not what was supposed to be going down. It really wasn't. Administration nearly doubles H-2B gas program. Yeah, this stuff. Honestly, I'm not happy about what's going on here. I mean, yeah, the economy is humming along, but death. How much debt are we in? I mean, if this was Obama, you would definitely be hearing the Republicans, the conservatives would be barking about how high the debt is, and this is higher than Obama's, and no one's talking about it. Well, no one's at all, except Michael Savage. I haven't heard anyone else talk about it, but it's a big, maybe someone else did talk about it. I can't recall what the independent, the ex-Starbucks owner, I can't remember his name at the moment, but I think he talked about it. But yeah, the debt is so out of control, and no one's talking about it. It needs to be talked about. You have to criticize when criticism is due. You have to criticize, and the spending is out of control, and no one is telling the president about this. What happened to your conservatism? You just close your eyes and be blind and say, "Oh, I can't see you. You can't see this. No spending." He's spending. It's too much. It's out of control. The buck's supposed to stop with him. The buck is just continuing on. Print, print, and spend. Print and spend. Print and spend. It's got to end. It's got to stop. It's not good. You're supposed to be a physical conservative. You certainly spend it like a liberal drunk. Oh, it's just so, I just can't. Okay, let me get out of this subject here because I just can't f understand why no one is talking about how out of control the spending is. The border and the spending's got to be fixed, in my opinion, before the 2020 election. I just think if I was an independent or if I was a Democrat running against President Trump, those are the things I would be going after. I would start by saying he promised you that he would build a wall, secure the border, and there's more people coming in than there was under Obama. Then I would talk about the out of control spending. I would attack him on those things because I think that those are his two weak links, in my opinion. Whether it's his fault or not, he has to find a way. So he's supposed to be what, a smart businessman? Well, figure it out and get it done. That's my opinion on that. Baby fighting for political life, pledges to extend sovereignty to West Bank settlements. Iran threatens USA over political Revolutionary Guard terror. See what this is about. Lawmakers in Tehran over the weekend vowed retaliation if Trump administration moves ahead with a plan to label Iran's Revolutionary Guard a terrorist organization. The administration's potential move, first reported by the Wall Street Journal, would mark an escalation in the U.S. posture towards Iran. They are terrorists. Whether you do it or not, they still support terrorism, so label them as such. That's what I certainly would. Well, what are they going to do? Yeah, you call us a terrorist. That's not fair. We don't support you. You certainly do. You guys are the ones who said we want to wipe a country off the face of the earth. What do you call that? San Fran trash pickers make living from billionaire garbage. I'm going to guess that they pick through the garbage. And why not? Honestly, I'm not ashamed to say it. If I lived in a billionaire neighborhood, you know what? What's the saying go? Another one man's trash is another man's treasure. Yeah. What the billionaires will be throwing out, I would certainly be picking it. I'm not ashamed to say it. I would become a picker. Wearing a mask, of course, but I would become a picker nonetheless. San Francisco. Three blocks of Mark Zuckerberg's $10 million home in San Francisco. Jake Orta lives in a small single window studio apartment filled with trash. There's a child pink bicycle helmet that Orta dug out from the garbage bin across the street from Zuckerberg's house, and a vacuum cleaner, a hair dryer, a coffee machine, all in working condition, and a pile of clothes that he carried home in a Whole Foods paper bag retrieved from Zuckerberg's bin. A military veteran who fell into homelessness and now lives in government-subsidized housing, Ordas is a full-time trash picker, part of an underground economy in San Francisco of people who work the sidewalks in front of multi-million dollar homes. Rummaging through their things can sell. Looking for things to sell. Let's see. Yeah, honestly, I'm just kidding. I don't think I could do it. It's too degrading. I mean, obviously, if I was homeless, it's another story. But I'm not homeless and I'm working. Yeah, I don't think I could do it. I don't think I could do it at all. I don't even like returning my bottles and my cans, even though there's nothing wrong with it, I shouldn't, because I drink a lot of water, a lot of, I don't know if the water, actually, I don't know if those water bottles are, I don't know, anyway, and bottles, even though it's not the great, it's not degrading, it's you get money off it, oh, is it 5 or 10 cents a bottle or something like that? You know, I could just take that money and just buy more beer or whatever. So that's something that I'm trying new now. I usually just throw everything out or recycle it. So why not get the money? Anyway, yeah, I wouldn't be a garbage picker. That's just couldn't do it. Billionaire or not, it's just not in me. I can't do it. Prince William delves into secretive spy world. UN expert to visit Assange. He's in violation of privacy claims. Leak testimony. Assassination risk of who is at risk for assassination? Well, let's see. Hashtag free speech. Ecuador will be violating its own constitution if it expels Julian Assange from its London embassy while fully aware of a possible assassination plot against him. WikiLeaks suggested releasing the journalist's court testimony. So, I don't know. I don't know. App about Yi, impossible to ignore. President Yi, or Qi, or however you pronounce it. In China, an app about Qi is impossible to ignore, even if you try. It is a communist place, after all. Inside a fishing gear store on a busy city street, the owner sits behind a counter, furiously tapping a smartphone to improve his score on an app that has nothing to do with his rods, reels, and bait. The owner, Xu Kiwi, I don't know, a 35-year-old Army veteran, has a different obsession, earning points on Study the Great Nation, a new app devoted to promoting President Xi Jinping and the ruling Communist Party. I don't care about you. There's a million things I'd rather do. WWE legend attacked by the audience member doing Hall of Fame speech. Alex Jones lawyers. If want InfoWars holds silence, you're scarier than he is. Well, I have to agree with that. You've probably heard by now that Alex Jones of InfoWars plans to defend himself against charges that he defamed the families of folks killed in the mass shooting at the Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown. You heard wrong. You swallowed a meme, becoming the very thing you say you scorn, a dupe to a hateful, half-baked piece of misinformation. I know this because I represent Alex Jones in 3 suits pending against him in Connecticut. He faces a related suit defending by separate counsel in Texas. Alex Jones is not psychotic. He plans to defend himself on the same grounds that protect those who take such joy in ridiculing him, the First Amendment right to freedom of speech. Unless, of course, you're conservative or Republican, then it doesn't apply, apparently. In a video deposition posted online by plaintiffs, lawyer says, he says he was influenced by something like psychosis when he opined that Sandy Hook was a hoax. I'm going to keep my mouth shut on that. If you heard one of my songs from my New Calypso breed, then you would know where I stand. Jones haters seized on, and I lived in Connecticut. It was just, yeah. On this hazy metaphor, like starving children diving off curbs, diving at crumbs. I mean, yeah. Sandy Hook. Biggest female python ever captured. Priest, 150-year-old. Heart being worship in New York City. Why baseball spent more than $1 billion on 3 players in a month. And 65 get pizza shop logo tattoo for free food. Yeah, I'm not doing it. I am not doing it. Cops, naked woman breaks into daycare, tries to fire employee. What is going on? People are nuts, man. You are a nut. A 23-year-old woman is behind bars after breaking into a Stafford daycare and being found completely naked by an employee early Thursday morning. Why was she naked? What is going on? She doesn't look like she's all there. She looks like, yeah, like she has some problems. She definitely has some problems. Dog owners much happier than cat owners, survey finds. Of course. I'm sorry if you're a cat lover, but it's true. And you're talking with someone who owned both. Well, I tried to experiment with cats because I've always been a dog lover. And it's just true. The reason is being, they don't call dogs man best friend for no reason. Dogs are just more interactive with the owners and more attuned with your feelings. I know this for a fact. When I had my my dog, Zeus, he was attuned with my feelings. If I was sad, he would comfort me. And if I was happy, he would play with me. You know, he knew my feelings. My cat, on the other hand, didn't care if I was happy, sad, or pissed off. That's just the way it is. Cats are not as attuned with your feelings. And so, of course, dog owners are going to be happier. It's just, I didn't even have to read the story, but let's see if it says why. But that's, I'm just telling you from a perspective of being a pet owner of dogs, and 2 cats is all I tried, and that was it. I was like, nah, cats are not for me. And now that I have 2 sugar gliders, I'm definitely never going to get a cat, because the cat, just their lick, their spittle can really damage, if not kill, the sugar glider. And the cat may think it's a rat and try to kill them. But anyway, the well-respected survey that's been barometer of American politics, culture, and behavior for more than 4 decades finally got around to the question that has has been on many people's minds in households, dog or cat, in 2018. The general social survey for the first time included a battery of questions on pet owners. The finding not only quantified the nation's pet population, nearly 6 in 10 households have at least one. They have dog or cat. Dog people, let's see, when you break it down, pet types, cat, dogs, or both, a stunning divide emerges. Dog owners are about twice as likely as cat owners to say they're very happy with people owning both. Dog people, in other words, are slightly happier than those without any pets. Those in the cat camp, on the other hand, are significantly less happy and the pet less. Because, like I said, I don't need to read this story. You don't have to be a scientist to understand that cats are not interactive. I mean, they're just not. Not that they're not interactive. They're not attuned with your feelings. If you go home and you're sad, the cat doesn't know it. The cat will come and want to play with you just the same as if you're happy. But with a dog, that's the difference. If you're happy, yes, the dog will want to play tag. Like, for instance, Zeus, he had this rope. So when he saw I was happy, he'd bring the rope over and want to play tag with, you know, pulling, what do you call it, tug of war. As opposed to if I came home and I was sad or upset, he wouldn't bring the rope over. He'd come over and he'd try to comfort me. So that's the difference. Dogs are just more intelligent and just better. I'm sorry. There's no sugarcoating it. Cats are dumb. I'm sorry. I know there's many cat owners and they're saying, I disagree with you. E-cigarette explosions rips away chunks of vapor's face. I don't like reading about these things because I vape myself, but it's never because these things can be prevented. Guaranteed, it's a battery issue. You have to, after you had your vapor for a while, you have to check your batteries. It's a battery issue. So let's see. 25-year-old David Bishop of Cordova was at home one morning last year when he decided to use an e-cigarette before going to work. He placed the device to his lips and pressed the button and started to vape. Suddenly, a lithium battery inside the device exploded. The blast blew a piece of the vapor into the man's face, breaking several teeth, and the blast ripped away chunks of flesh. The explosion also splashed Bishop with battery acid, causing chemical or heat burns. Bishop required 65 stitches. And there's a lawsuit going on here. Companies involved in the case have denied wrongdoing. A jury trial could take place next year. An e-cigarette or vape pen. It's a device that uses batteries to heat it up. The bottom line is, if you know, you have to, as far as I have one that's called, what do you call these? I can't even think of the name of it now. I have a mechanical box mod, and it uses the, what is it? Those, I can't even think of the name of the batteries. But the point is, these batteries, they have wrappers on them. If the wrappers look damaged, just replace the batteries or have them rewrapped. Don't use them. That's the bottom line. You don't use them. And replace the batteries. Have more than one pair. Don't mix pairs. Don't charge your vapor with the, you know, don't charge your vapor if it has a USB charger. Don't charge them that way. That's not, get a separate charger to charge your batteries. That it charges more efficiently that way. And you could avoid these things. So that's pretty much it. That's all I got for you. Until next time. Ta-ta.
Political corruption, myth of the nation. A new sheriff coming into town. No politician is allowed. They're all too corrupted. Political bomb. Political bomb, so corrupt people, let's go. Political bomb, so corrupt people, let's go.